So we are reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela 799, chapter 7, verse number 99. Okay. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. After some time, the Lord would embrace these people and bid them return home, having invested each of them with spiritual potency. Purport. In his Amrita Prabha Bhashya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that this spiritual potency is the essence of the pleasure potency and the knowledge potency. By these two potencies, one is empowered with devotional service. Lord Krishna himself or his representative, the unalloyed devotee, can mercifully bestow these combined potencies upon any man. Being thus endowed with such potencies, one can become an unalloyed devotee of the Lord. Anyone favored by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was empowered with this bhakti shakti. Thus the Lord's followers were able to preach Krishna consciousness by divine grace. And there are many beautiful verses. We need to sing, I think, from text 83 to 99. So I'm just going to read them once and the translation. So text 83 onwards. Patikala hoilo loka chadiya na jai, tobe nityananda gosai, shrujilo upai. Seeing that it was already getting late, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, the spiritual master, invented a means to disperse the crowd. Madhyanno korite gela prabhu ke lai, taha dekhi loko aise chodike dhai. When Lord Nityananda Prabhu took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for lunch at noon, everyone came running around them. Madhana koriya ailo devata mandire nijagona prabeshi kapata dila bahir dware. After finishing their baths, they returned at noon to the temple. Admitting his own men, Nityananda Prabhu closed the outside door. Tabe gopinatha dui prabhure bikha korilo prabhur shesha prasadana sabe banti koilo. Gopinatha Acharya then brought prasadam for the two lords to eat. And after they had eaten, the remnants of the food were distributed to all the devotees. Shoni shoni loka shabo ashi bahid bhare, hari hari boli loka kola holo kore. Hearing about this, everyone there came to the outside door and began chanting the holy name, Hari Hari. Thus there was a tumultuous sound. Sabe Mahaprabhu Dvara Korilo Mochana Anande Aisha Loka Pailo Darshana. After lunch, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made them open the door. In this way, everyone received his audience with great pleasure. Ei Mato Sandhya Paranta Loka Ase Jaya Vaishnava Hoilo Loka Sabe Nache Gaya. The people came and went until evening, and all of them became Vaishnava devotees and began to chant and dance. Ei rupe shei thani bhakta gona sange sei ratri gonaila Krishna katha range. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then passed the night there and discussed the pastimes of Lord Krishna with his devotees with great pleasure. Pratha kale snana kori korilo gamana bhakta gane vidaya doilo kori alangana. The next morning, after taking his bath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started on his South India tour. He bade farewell to the devotees by embracing them. Murchita hoyo sabe bhumite padilo taha sabha pane prabhu phirina chahilo. Although they all fell to the ground unconscious, the Lord did not turn to see them, but proceeded onward. বিচ্ছেদে ব্যাকুল প্রভু চালিল দুঃখী হয় পাছে কৃষ্ণ দাস যায় জলপাত্র লয়। ইন সেপারেশন দ্য লর্ড বিকেম ভেরি মচ পারটারবড অ্যান্ড ওয়াকড অন আনহ্যাপিলি। হিজ সার্ভেন্ট কৃষ্ণ দাস ওয়াজ ক্যারিং হিজ ওয়াটার পট ফলোড বিহাইন্ড। ভক্তগণ উপবাসী তাহি তাহাই রহিল আর দিন দেখি হয় নীলাচলে আইল। All the devotees remained there and fasted, and the next day they all unhappily returned to Jagannath Puri. Matta Simha Praya Prabhu Korilo Kamana Prema Veshe Jaya Kori Nama Sankirtana. Almost like a mad lion, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went on his tour, filled with ecstatic love and performing Sankirtan, chanting Krishna's name as follows: Krishna 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 He Krishna 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 He Krishna 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 Rakshamam Krishna 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 Pahi Mam Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshamam Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Pahi Mam. The Lord chanted Krishna 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 He Krishna 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 He Krishna 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 Rakshamam Krishna 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 Paima. That is, O Lord Krishna, please protect me and maintain me. He also chanted Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshamam Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Paimam. That is, O Lord Ram, descendant of King Raghu, please protect me. O Krishna, O Keshava, killer of the Keshi demon, please maintain me. Sei shloka padi pathe chalilo gora hari, loka dekhi pathe kohe bolo hari hari. Chanting this verse, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, known as Gaurahari, went on his way. As soon as he saw someone, he would request him to chant Hari Hari. Sei loka prema matra hoya bole Hari Krishna, prabhura pache jange jaya darshan satrishna. Whoever heard Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chant Hari Hari also chanted the holy name of Lord Hari and Krishna. In this way, they all followed the Lord, very eager to see him. And then comes this verse, which we already chanted. So we will. Okay. Om Adnanti Mirandasya Dnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this is a very beautiful section of Madhya Leela, where Lord Chaitanya is beginning his mission of South India. And this particular verse is very, very beautiful, and it is the way Srila Prabhupada has described it is very unique, and there's a lot of depth in that small purport that he's given. So we'll attempt to unpack the purport and see if we can get some insight into what Prabhupada is trying to tell us. So the purport, he says, he starts by saying that he's quoting Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, Amrit Praha Bhashya explains that this spiritual potency is the essence of pleasure potency and knowledge potency. Now that statement itself is quite difficult to comprehend. What is the meaning? This spiritual potency is the essence of pleasure potency and knowledge potency. Does anyone want to share what your thoughts are on that particular sentence? No? Yes?
That which Srimati Radharani bestows in the knowledge potency will be that which Krishna imparts.
Knowledge potency would be?
That which Krishna imparts, for example, in the Bhagavad Gita.
Okay. The knowledge. So knowledge potency, that which Krishna imparts, and the pleasure potency is Srimati Radharani. But then he says the essence of spiritual potency is these two. So, Krishna. So, how do we understand that? Actually, it's a very secret subject matter. And we've got many qualified devotees here, and I feel, I'll attempt to say a few words. Srila Jiva Goswami has given in his Bhagavat Sandarbha a beautiful explanation of the potencies of the Lord. So, the explanation goes like this, and if you stay with me, you'll probably be able to follow. And some of you can repeat. Yeah, so I'll try to. So we know that the Supreme Lord has one essential potency, which is called Parashakti. And Parashakti of the Lord is also known by several other names. For example, Antaranga Shakti, which means the internal potency. It's also known as Chit Shakti, which means spiritual potency. That is what Prabhupada is mentioning here. So these are the different names of the same potency. In fact, Srila Jiva Goswami gives another name. He calls it Vishuddha Shakti. So they are all the same thing. Chit potency, Parashakti, Vishuddha Shakti. Or Antaranga Shakti. They are all the internal potency. What is the internal potency of the Lord? Spiritual potency. Then there is the marginal potency of the Lord. What is the marginal potency? Jiva Shakti. And then there is the external potency, the Bahiranga Shakti, or the material energy, which is also known as Maya Shakti. So in Madhya Leela, we have this verse which talks about the three potencies. It says, Krishnera Swabhavika Tina Shakti Parinati Chit Shakti Jiva Shakti Ara Maya Shakti. Three. The Lord's potencies are three. They all are combined. So what is the nature of these three? Jiva Goswami's explanation is both the sweetest and the most complete in Bhagavat Sandarbha. So the spiritual potency is that potency which governs the entire spiritual world. Now think of these three potencies as three buckets. Yeah? Or if you create like a mesh, you have three potencies, and then each one of these potencies have three aspects. What are the three aspects of each potency? Chit Shakti, spiritual potency, Jiva Shakti, marginal potency, and Maya Shakti, material potency. They all have three aspects, dominant aspect. So the three aspects are Anandamshe Ladini Shadamshe Sandhini Chidamshe samvit jare Krishna dnana mani. So the three potencies, they are, the first one is, we'll keep Ladini at the end. The first one is Sandini. Sandini is also known as Sat. Next is Samvit. Samvit is also known as Chit. And Ladini is third, which is known as Ananda. So if you draw a table as such, you have the three primary potencies, which has these three aspects. Which means Chit Shakti will have the aspect of all three. Sandini, Chit, Samvit, Chit, Ladini. Similarly, Jiva will have all three, Sandini, Samvit and Ladini, and the Maya Shakti will also have three aspects. Now let's understand what each one of this is. So what is the meaning of Sandini? Sandini is that aspect of the potency which creates the very existence. Sandini means the very existence. So, in Chit Shakti, the Sandini potency is spiritual existence. So, if you draw a diagram and you write Sandini as existence and Chit as spiritual, what is there in the box together? Spiritual existence. So, the Sandini Shakti, essentially, in Chit potency, it creates everything. In fact, Jiva Goswami says, how does Krishna exist? Somebody might say, you know, very clever, they say, everything was created by God, so who created God? So Jiva Goswami answers that question. He says, God exists by His very potencies. So the existence of Krishna Himself, what is the basis of that? Basis of that is the Chit Sandini Shakti. Sandini means the very existence. Samvit Shakti is knowledge. Samvit literally means knowledge. So in Chit Shakti, the knowledge is the relationship that various devotees have with the Lord. That is the Chit Shakti Samvit aspect. Knowledge of our relationship with the Lord. So in the spiritual world, the various rasas that are experienced is because Mother Yashoda absolutely feels and knows, quote unquote knows, because of the Samvit Shakti, that she is a mother of Krishna. Similarly, all the other rasas, they exist because of the Samvit potency. And the Ladini potency in Chit Shakti is spiritual bliss. Ladini means bliss or happiness. So Srimati Radharani personifies that spiritual bliss. But Jiva Goswami says that spiritual bliss, the perfection of spiritual bliss is Srimati Radharani, and everything emanates from her. The perfection of Sandini Shakti is Vasudev, and everything emanates from him. Perfection of Samvit Shakti is Balaram, and everything emanates from him. So Ladini Shakti, Srimati Radharani, how does she interact with the jivas? She interacts with the jiva by becoming Uttama Bhakti. Jiva Goswami's explanation in Bhagavat Sandarbha is that Ladini Shakti is Uttama Bhakti. What is Uttama Bhakti or Ananya Bhakti? It is unalloyed devotion of the Lord. This Chit potency is controlled by whom? By Krishna Himself. Actually, all potencies are His. But who can award any of these things in the Chit sphere? Only Krishna can award. Only Krishna can award Sambandhadnan, Abhideya and Prayojana. Nobody else can. So that first row is reserved for Krishna. Now, if we quickly take the next two rows just to, for completeness sake. So, Jiva Shakti. What is Sandhini in Jiva Shakti? Jiva means living entity and Sandhini means existence. The existence of a living entity as a small spirit spark is because of the Jiva Sandhini Shakti. The Sandhini aspect of Jiva Shakti is its Jiva's existence. The Samvid aspect of Jiva Shakti is the knowledge of a Jiva that takes them to Atmadnan, self-realization, is possible because of the Samvid Shakti of the Jiva. And the Ladini Shakti, Ladini aspect of the Jiva, gives the Jiva the pleasure that he or she experiences. Jiva is neither he or she, but the Jiva experiences that pleasure is because of the Ladini Shakti. Similarly, now we go to the Maya Shakti. The Sandhini aspect of Maya Shakti is this whole creation, material universe. The Samvid aspect of Maya Shakti is the means of gaining material knowledge, all material knowledge. And the Ladini aspect of Maya Shakti is material pleasure. If there was no Ladini Shakti, there would be no pleasure. So this is sort of the conclusion of all the energies of the Lord. Now if we think about it, the Chit potency, right at the top, the Chit potency can only be controlled by the Lord Himself. Jivas have no entrance into it and material energy cannot award it. So Chit potency is only awarded by the Lord Himself. And that Chit potency, its Sandhini aspect, the very existence is always there. Living entities exist, the spiritual world exists. So what is the most important aspect of the Chit potency which allows the Jiva to serve the Lord? It is the Samvit and the Ladini aspects. And that is what Srila Prabhupada says. So all this big explanation is my small attempt to unpack this first sentence. I don't know how successful I have been, but one must read under good guidance, one must read the six sandarbhas. I say under good guidance because it's not a matter of reading a book. In Anuchet, somebody who is more interested can go into Anuchet 99 of Bhagavad Sandarbha. Jiva Goswami has, I just summarized what Jiva Goswami says there. So this explains when Prabhupada is saying, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained that spiritual potency is the essence of the pleasure potency. So Chit Shakti's essence is what? The Chit Ladini and the Chit Samvit. That is the essence. So the pleasure potency and the knowledge potency. That is the essence. Because that is what gives rasa and that is what creates uttama bhakti. So this finishes the technical part of my class. I will now get into much sweeter aspects. But it's important to understand this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't be lazy to understand the Siddhanta. If we are lazy in understanding the Siddhanta, then we simply become sahajiyas. We like all kind of, things which are very, very appealing to us, but without knowing the basis. So I'll give you a simple example of where the spiritual potency is mentioned as the essence of the pleasure potency and the knowledge potency. In Brahma Samhita, we have this beautiful verse. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita vi. Ananda is pleasure, chinmaya is knowledge. So if you read Prabhupada's sentence here, the essence, so spiritual potency is the essence of pleasure potency and knowledge potency. So this particular verse tells us how in the spiritual world, what exists in the spiritual world? Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. The loving exchanges are experienced in the spiritual world because of these two potencies. Ananda and Chinmaya. The bliss and the knowledge. We sometimes think that, well, one does not need any knowledge. One does not need any renunciation. But in Padma Purana it is mentioned that jnana, which is knowledge, spiritual knowledge, and vairagya, which is renunciation, are the children of Bhakti Devi. You cannot separate the mother from their children. Similarly, one who has real devotion must have spiritual knowledge and must have renunciation. These are not detached from each other. So here we see the Supreme Lord, He is in the spiritual world. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Prati Bhavita Abhihi Prati. Srila Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says here, Prati means at every second, every moment. Bhavita Abhihi, they are full of loving exchange at every moment. Because of what potency? These two potencies. Tābhihi yaeva nicha rūpataya kalābhihi. Tābhihi kalābhihi. And Krishna is not alone. He is experiencing these potencies, exchanging these potencies with tābhihi kalābhihi. Here in Brahma Samhita, it's not directly mentioned, but Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's translation is very beautiful. He says the gopis, tābhihi is actually with them. Feminine gender, plural, with all of them. Krishna is there with all of them. The verse doesn't say gopis. But Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur unpacks and tells us, reveals the secret, that here tābhihi means Krishna is not alone. He is relishing ānanda chinmaya rasa with the gopis. And then there is a word here, nijataya abhihi. Sorry, nijataya. Nijarupataya. Nijarupataya means, and with one particular personality who is same as him. Nija means same as him. Nijataya, nijarupataya. She has the same form as him. So in Skanda Purana we see Srimati Radharani is referred to as non-different from Krishna. Sandilya Rishi says, Saivasa, she is him. Saivasa, and he is she. When he is defining Srimati Radharani, he says, she is him, he is she. So there is no difference between them. So in this verse, Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he expands the word Nija Rupataya, his own form, female form, that is Srimati Radharani. It is in singular, feminine, this word. So in the spiritual world, the gopis and all the expansions of other personalities along with Srimati Radharani, Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuto. Akhilatma bhuta, the Lord of all spiritual potencies. With him reside the gopis and Srimati Radharani. And they have loving exchange which is based on this ananda and chinmaya rasa. The potencies of knowledge and pleasure. Which is what Prabhupada is explaining here. Is any of this making sense? No? No. That's alright. It's not meant to make sense. So I'm successful. You see, sometimes, for things to make sense, you need four things. Four things. One, spiritual things to make sense. One, you need a good teacher. Second, you need self-study. You have to absorb adhyatma. Third, you need to share that, ishtagoshti. Share that with others. So again, you need a good teacher, Second, you must self-study. Then you must discuss with others, each other. Fourth, even after this, things will not be understandable at times. Fourth, we just need to apply the process and let time do its task. And things will reveal. So the fourth is the most important aspect, which is time, which is maturity, which is realization, which comes over many years sometimes. So if things don't make sense immediately, that is perfect. That's how it's meant to be. Not everything should make sense. Now, we go to some more simpler aspects of our discussion. So this Bhakti Devi, Prabhupada says in the verse, in the purport, he says, one can become unalloyed devotee of the Lord. Anyone favored by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was empowered with this Bhakti Shakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Bhakti Shakti. What about Lord Krishna? Can Lord Krishna give us Bhakti Shakti? Or not? What do you think, Rachimata? Krishna cannot give us bhakti? Not so easily. Yes. That is the correct answer. You get full marks for that. You see, this is when Parikshit Maharaj was talking to Shukadeva Goswami, and Shukadeva Goswami was explaining in so many words. In the fifth canto, he was explaining how Rishabdev was expansion of personality of Godhead. Rishabdev is Bhagwan. Rishabdev, he appeared, and then there are so many other personalities. You have Prithu Maharaj. So Rishabdev appears in the dynasty of Priyavrata. Prithu Maharaj appeared in the dynasty of Uttanapad. And then you had Ramachandra appeared in the dynasty of King Raghu. So Parikshit Maharaj was wondering, we are so unfortunate. No incarnation of the Lord appeared. Krishna appeared in the dynasty of the Yadus, Yadu Maharaj. So Parikshit Maharaj was for a moment thinking that Rishabdev appeared in the dynasty of Priyavrata and Uttanapada and others, Prithu Maharaj, etc. But in our dynasty, there is no incarnation of Krishna. He was feeling very internally very pained by that. And Shukadeva Goswami, like a good guru, could read his face. So while explaining Rishabdev's pastime, he pauses and he inserts one verse. Very beautiful verse. It seems out of place, but he inserts that there. And in that verse he says, Rajan, O King, O Parikshit, Patir Guru Ralam Bhavatam Yadunam Daivam Priya Kulapati Kvachaking Karova. Rajan, O King, Patihi. Krishna became the Pati. Pati here means protector. When Durvasa Muni was sent by Duryodhan, when the Pandavas were in Kamyavan, in Braj, Durvasa Muni went there for a feast, and who protected? Krishna protected. Who protected? Draupadi being disrobed. Krishna. So Pati. So Krishna was your protector. Shukadeva Goswami says, your family is not ordinary. Don't think there is no incarnation of Krishna in your family. In your family, Krishna was the Pati for your family. He was the protector of your family. Not only protector. He didn't just protect. He protects so many. He protects ordinary living entities also. He was personally instructing your family, Guru, second role. He was the guru of your family. Personally instructed in every situation, like in the case of Ashwatthama, should he be killed or not killed? Krishna gave his view. He was guru. Daivam. He was the devata. He was the person that was worshipped by you. Krishna was your most worshipable lord for your family. Everything was first offered to Krishna mentally. Even in when the Pandavas were in exile, everything was first offered to Krishna. Krishna was the most important. Priyaha. Not only was he the Devata, the lord of your family members, your ancestors, the Pandavas, he was also Priya, he was also a friend, like a friend of Arjuna. Kulapatihi, he was the protector of your entire dynasty. He didn't just stop with your grandfathers, the entire dynasty, including you, Parikshit. By saying Kulapati, the acharyas explain, here, the intention of Shukadeva Goswami is to tell Parikshit that he protected even you. You were the only Kula left over, descendant left over. And Ashwatthama wanted to kill you in the womb of your mother Uttara, and he protected you. But the last word he says is very, very beautiful. King Karaha. Kim Karaha means, in Sanskrit, it means a servant. A servant is called Kim Karaha, King Karaha, because a servant should always ask, Kim Karomi, what should I do? Kim Karomi, what should I do? So the Lord was a King Karaha, was a servant of your family members, Shukdeva Goswami says. When Maharaj Yudhishthir wanted to perform the Rajasuya Yajna, what did he do? He established Krishna as the Devata, as the Lord, and he did Prathama Puja, first worship of Krishna. But then after the worship, what did Krishna do? He sat there on the throne? No. He got up and he said, okay, I want to help you practically. So Yudhishthir Maharaj is the host. He cannot be serving and this, that. So he was the host. He was receiving everyone. Bhima, he was in the department of, you can guess, food, kitchen. He was in charge of kitchen. Arjuna was in charge of the protection of the arena, wanted to security service. And Sahadeva, Nakul, they were all engaged in different activities. Krishna was thinking, what do I do? So he said, okay, I will be right outside the mandapa, right outside the haveli. Yeah. And I will stand there, and for every guest that comes, I will personally wash their feet. Because they are coming for Yudhishthir Maharaj's yajna. I'll wash their feet, and then washing the feet is not enough. You have to wash the feet, then you have to sit down and wipe the feet dry. And then you have to apply chandan on the feet and offer some petals of flower. And then the guest goes inside. So this is the task that was done by Krishna. So Maharaj Parikshit was feeling very low. That great personalities, great avatars have appeared in other vamshas, but in our vamsha there is no one. Shukdeva Goswami clarified. He says, Astveva Manga Bhagavan Bhajatam Mukundo. This is Mukunda. This is what the worshippers of Krishna, they get. What do they get? Muktim dadati karhichit. It is possible that Krishna may give mukti. To ordinary people, he will give mukti. Smana bhakti yogam. Mukti dadati karhichit. Smana bhakti yogam. He may give mukti, but he never gives bhakti. Krishna does not give bhakti to anyone. Why? Because if he gives bhakti to someone, with that bhakti is such a transactional, it's got a value by which you can actually purchase Krishna. In Damodarashtakam, how does Krishna get bound? By love. Through bhakti baddham. He is bound by bhakti, by love. So bhakti is so powerful, like you go to a rich man and ask him, give me £100, he may give. Give me £100,000, he may give. Give me a palace, he may give. But you say, give me yourself. You become my servant. Then you say, no, that I cannot give. Similarly, Krishna, will not give bhakti, because with bhakti we can purchase Krishna. He becomes purchasable. So who can give bhakti? Krishna doesn't give bhakti. So greater than Krishna is Lord Chaitanya. What did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do? What was his mood? His mood was, why was he so much greater than Krishna? Krishna, he looks at patrata and he looks at sthana. Sthana means, what is your position? Sthana does not mean where you live, but what is your position? Are you Brahma? Are you Indra? If you are Brahma, you can become a blade of grass and vraj. He gives that kind of an exchange. Patrata. Do you have the... what is patrata? How do you translate in English? Eligibility. Do you have the eligibility to get my bhakti? He thinks that way. But Mahaprabhu, patra patra bichara nahi nahi sthana sthana. He doesn't think whether you are eligible or not. He doesn't think whether you have the right position or not. Jai jaha payataha kore prema dana. Whoever he sees, he gives prema dana, he gives bhakti. That is why Lord Chaitanya is even greater than Krishna. And who did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distribute bhakti to, love of Godhead to? Sajjana, Durjana, Pangu, Jada, Andha, Gana. All these people. Sajjana, devotees he gave bhakti. Durjana, those who are not devotees he gave bhakti. Pangu, those who were lame and those who had so many bodily disabilities he gave bhakti. Jada, those who were stupid, he gave bhakti to them also. Andhagana, those who could not see their real welfare in life. Mahaprabhu was so merciful, he gave them also bhakti. Prema banyaya dubaibo jagate rajana. He opened the floodgates of... Banya means flood, floodgates. Prema banya means he opened the floodgates of love. So Krishna, we understood the different potencies of Krishna. If you didn't understand that, the essence was spiritual potency can only be awarded by Krishna. And of the spiritual potency, the two important ones are the Jnana and Ladini, Shakti. So Uttama Bhakti, but Bhakti can only be awarded by Krishna. However, Krishna very rarely awards Bhakti. So who easily awards Bhakti? Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya is greater than Krishna. And he awarded bhakti not to those who are fit and qualified, but even to the most unqualified. In fact, six types of people were escaping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mayavadi, Karmanishtha, Kutarkika, Gana. These three. And Nindaka, Pashandi, Jata, Paduya, Dhamma. These other three. Six. They were escaping, running away from Mahaprabhu. Who are they? Mayavadi. But Mahaprabhu even claimed Mayavadis. Prakashananda Saraswati was a Mayavadi. Mahaprabhu claimed Mayavadi. Karmanishtha. Those who are only interested in doing their duties and making a good living. So we have a good example of Gopinath Patnaik, who was son of Bhavananda. He was a brother of Ramananda Rai, but he was only interested in making money. Mahaprabhu saved him also. We know the pastime of Gopinath Patnaik. Kutarkika Gana, those who were logicians, who used all kind of illogic to put their point across, Mahaprabhu protected them also or gave bhakti to them also. Any example of Kutarkika Gana? Keshava Kashmiri, he was not so Kutarkika. Tarkika means logician, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Nindaka, again Prakashananda Saraswati was a Nindaka, one who criticized the devotees and Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu delivered him. Pashandi. Pashandi means those who are born in devotee family or Brahmana family, but they act superficially or they act sinfully. Both are Pashandis. Yes. Jagan Madha. Perfect example. And Adhama Paduya, those who only want to study. Study and become better. You know, do philosophical research, academic research, these kind of research category, Mahaprabhu's mercy gets to them, but it takes time. I was speaking to one Oxford professor, and he was researching on the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Nadia. But after 5 minutes, I realized he has not attained Mahaprabhu's mercy yet. Anyway, so Adhama Paduya example, any example of any students that Mahaprabhu delivered? Huh? Devananda Pandit? But students specifically, Mukunda was a doctor and he was also a classmate of Mahaprabhu. He was very much into studies. He was actually older than Mahaprabhu. He was 1 year ahead of Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu delivered him. He was only into studies, uninterested in anything else. Mahaprabhu made him, gave him bhakti. But actually Mahaprabhu also, that reminds me that Mahaprabhu, although he reached out to even these six categories, he left out those who were envious. For example, Nindaka like Prakashanand Saraswati was delivered, but Nindaka like Ramachandra Puri, Mahaprabhu left alone. Because Ramachandra Puri was envious of Mahaprabhu. Similarly, Pashandi, Jagai and Madhai were delivered. But Pashandi like those Buddhists who were envious of Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu didn't, he left them. Similarly, Adhama Paduyas, students like Mukunda were delivered. But students like his own students who criticized him for chanting Gopi, Gopi, they were not delivered. It doesn't say in Chaitanya Charitamrita that they were delivered. Mahaprabhu ran behind them and they ran away. They were not delivered. They were not given bhakti. So envy, it seems, is the biggest blocker from receiving Mahaprabhu's mercy. So, of all these personalities, Mahaprabhu, we see, is of all the incarnations as such, Mahaprabhu Krishna himself, Radha Krishna himself, is the most munificent and gives us bhakti. Now, not only Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Charitamrita says all of the Panchatattva, they give us bhakti. So, beautiful verse, Shai Panchatattva Mili Prithvi Ashiya Purva Prema Prema Bhandarera Mudra Ugadiya. Krishna had kept the love of Godhead in a sealed container. Krishna had kept in a sealed container. What did the Panchatattva come and do? Like thieves, but a unique kind of thieves. Thieves who want to, you know, like Robin Hood, who want to give the wealth to everyone. They came and they, it says, Mudra Ugadiya. Ugadiya means opened. They opened the seal. They came and they opened that seal of love of Godhead that Krishna didn't want to give. Because he doesn't want to be purchased by everyone. But Panche Mili Lute Prema Kore Ashwadana. Lute, they gave out loot. Like, okay, come and loot the love of Godhead. And they themselves tasted. Jata jata piye trisha bodhe anukshana. And if you taste this love of Godhead, your it will increase. Anukshana, it will increase. Trishna, your thirst will increase for more and more. So one might wonder now, why Panchatattva were able to give what Krishna cannot give? Why? So this explanation is very secret, it's very sweet, given by Vrindavan Thakur. And it is expanded by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his Sanskrit commentary of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Generally, you don't have Sanskrit commentary of a vernacular language book. So it's a very rare thing. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has written a Sanskrit commentary for those Sanskrit pandits who want to read, who will not touch Bengali because they don't know Bengali. For them, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur commented in Sanskrit. In that commentary, he actually gives out the secret. He says, actually, why Panchatattva can give Krishna, prema of Krishna? Because, and it's not such a secret when I tell you, it's not a secret, but you, the way we see it, it will make sense. In Adilila also we have this verse, Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam, Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam, Bhakta Utaram Bhaktakhyam, Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. Bhakta, Bhakta, Bhakta. So why Panchatattva are able to give prema, distribute prema freely, where Krishna himself cannot? Because the answer is, they came as different potencies of a bhakta. Who is Bhakta Rupa? Lord Chaitanya himself, in the form of bhakta. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, bhakta is eligible to give that which Krishna cannot. That's just completely beyond, you know, our ordinary understanding. So because they came as bhakta avataras, all five, so they are able to give. Narottam Das Thakur says, Chhadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Paiche Keba. How will you get delivered? Chhadiya Vaishnava Seva. If you give up Vaishnava Seva, how will you ever be delivered? The most important thing in this world is Vaishnava Seva. Because Vaishnava can give what Krishna cannot give. Vaishnava can give Krishna. Krishna does not want to give Krishna to others, but Vaishnavas can give Krishna. In fact, one purport, I will not read it now, but I will request you all to read this. Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter 3, Verse 23. Please read the verse and the purport. Especially the purport. 2.3.23. Beautiful. Prabhupada has given such sweet, deep understanding of how we as devotees sustain ourselves. The verse is this. Jivan chavo bhagvatangri vrenum najatu martyobhi bilabheta yastu Shri Vishnu Padya Manujas Tulasya Shwasan Chavo Yastu Naveda Gandham. In essence, it says, Jivan Shavaha. Shavaha means dead. Jivan means living. One is a living dead, like a zombie. One is a living dead if one does not serve the lotus feet of Vaishnavas. Your life is useless. And in that purport, Srila Prabhupada says, his first line in the purport is so beautiful. He says, there is a common saying that one should first love the dog of the beloved before one shows any loving sentiments for the beloved. Love the dog of the beloved first. The stage of pure devotion is attained by sincerely serving a pure devotee of the Lord. The first condition of devotional service to the Lord is, therefore, to be the servant of a pure devotee. And this condition is fulfilled by the statement, reception of the dust of the lotus feet of pure devotee who has also served another pure devotee. Which is what the verse says. Bhagavata angri renum. Renu means dust. Angri means the lotus feet. Bhagavata means of great devotees. So the great secret was given by Jadabharata to Rahugana, King Rahugana. Sutta Prabhu is here, is one of his favorite verses, one of my favorite verses, and this was Shruti Dharma Prabhu's favorite verse. Do you know which one? Prabhuji knows, he cannot answer. Anyone else? Rahuganaitat tapasanayati. Jadabharat says, Rahugana asks, how will I get bhakti? In answer, this is the secret, top secret. In answer, Jada Bharat is telling Rahugana, Rahu Ganaitat, this bhakti Rahugana, tapasya nayati, with tapasya, you perform tapasya, you will not get bhakti. Tapasya means austerities, you will not get bhakti. Nache jaya, and not by worshipping the deity, you will not get bhakti. Nirvapanat, by taking up sannyas, you think, oh, now I am sannyasi, I have become pure devotee, sorry. You will not get bhakti because you are sannyasi, nothing, no difference. Griha, I am a great grihastha, doing all my duties perfectly. You will not get bhakti simply by that. Na chandasa, I am such a great scholar, I know Bengali and Sanskrit and Tamil, I can read all Vaishnava scriptures, give a wonderful class. Very good. But you will not get bhakti. Naiva jalagni suryai, I am just a simple devotee, I am not a great scholar, I am just cleaning the toilet, I am just, you know, doing pot washing, I am a very simple devotee. You will not get bhakti still. Jala agni suryai, one of the acharyas, Vijayadvaja, he says, simple menial service somebody is doing, you will not get bhakti. Why? Why? The answer is this, vina mahatpada rajobhishekam. When I would share this verse with, when Shrutir Mahaprabhu was quite unwell at one point, and I had some opportunity to be with him, I would share this verse, and he would listen with eyes open, wide open. He would just listen, he would not speak anything. For sometimes for over 1.5 hours, he would be listening, not speaking a word. He would only say, continue. And at times he would close his eyes and I would think that he's taking rest and I would stop. He would say, Karthik Chandra, what happened? Please continue. And I would continue. That's all he would say. But when I would come to this verse, and the last line is, vina, without, mahatpada, of great devotees of the Lord, rajaha, dust, abhishekam, we do abhishek of the deities. Jada Bharat is saying you should do abhishek of the dust of the feet of the devotees. It means many things. Also physically taking dust, but also following their instructions, serving them. When I would say this line, vina mahatpada rajo abhishekam, Shrutir Mahaprabhu would be very, very quiet and he would raise his hand like this and he would say, he would in chorus sing with me, just last line, vina mahatpada rajo abhishekam. So I remember very fondly that memory, because ultimately we don't realize the good fortune that we have. The good fortune of being in the shelter of Srila Prabhupada, who was a Senapati Bhakta. Krishna could not give what Krishna could not give, Lord Chaitanya gave. What Lord Chaitanya and his associates gave out to a limited degree, to a limited audience in India, his Senapati Bhakta gave to the whole world, Srila Prabhupada. And what Srila Prabhupada gave to the whole world, he did not just want to himself be the giver, he wanted us all to be givers. And so he created this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And one of the foundation principles of the society is, Srila Prabhupada says, it will allow devotees, like-minded devotees, to come together and inspire each other. So we do not sufficiently realize the great fortune that we have simply sitting here. It's one of the rarest thing in the three worlds. The problem is we do not sufficiently realize our good fortune. We do realize, not sufficiently enough. This mercy coming from Srila Prabhupada and all the previous acharyas through Lord Chaitanya gives direct access to these spiritual potency. And hence Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, Being thus endowed with such potencies, one can become unalloyed devotee of the Lord. And who can give these potencies? Srila Prabhupada says, Lord Krishna himself or his representative. The unalloyed devotee can mercifully bestow these combined potencies upon any man. Any man. I'm certainly any man. I'm just an ordinary person. I don't know how, why I ended up being in the movement. It is, as it says in the purport, mercifully bestows. There is no real reason. So, Srimati Radharani, and if you read that purport, 2.3.23, it says how Srimati Radharani is Ladini Shakti herself, is the means. Just a few lines I would read here. Srila Prabhupada says, in Vrindavan, all pure devotees pray for the mercy of Srimati Radharani, the pleasure potency of Lord Krishna. Srimati Radharani, the mercy of Srimati Radharani is available very readily to the sincere devotees. And once she recommends such a devotee to Lord Krishna, the Lord at once accepts the devotee's admittance into his association. The conclusion is, therefore, that one should be more serious. One should be more serious about seeking the mercy of devotee than that of the Lord directly. This Prabhupada says is the conclusion. And by one's doing so, by the goodwill of the devotee, the natural attraction for the service of the Lord will be revived. So devotee will be able to give what Lord will not be able to give himself. That's the powerful statement. And now, I'd like to end by saying a few words. One question did arise in my mind when I was reading this morning. What enables the devotee to be able to give something so precious that Krishna cannot give? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his commentary of Bhagavad Gita, 9.13, very interesting verse, we know this verse, everyone knows this verse. Mahatmanas tu maam partha, daivim prakriti maashrita. Mahatmanas tu maam partha, those who are mahatmas, great souls, daivim prakriti maashrita, they have taken shelter of Daivi Prakriti and Daivi Prakriti has accepted them. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, of all the acharyas, he says, this Daivi Prakriti in this verse of Bhagavad Gita is Srimati Radharani. Mahatmas have taken shelter of Srimati Radharani and hence they have become eligible to give bhakti. Because Radharani is giving. So, such is the importance of serving the devotees of the Lord and the power of the devotees of the Lord. There was a wonderful personality who was one of the only five disciples of Yamunacharya. Yamunacharya had five disciples only. One of them was Kanchipurna. And Kanchipurna, he was so attached to Varadaraj. Varadaraj is the deity of the Lord in Kanchipuram, in South India. Kanchipurna was so attached to Varadaraj and he used to do Nitya Seva of fanning the deities. So he would fan Varadaraj. And while fanning Varadaraj, he would speak to Varadaraj. And Varadaraj would sometimes speak to him about temple management. I wish Gokulan can speak about temple management. He would speak to him about temple management. Oh, you know, the temple president. Maybe they should have given me better clothes. I wished on Diwali I would have been dressed even in better clothes. I didn't like. So Kanchipurna was speaking to Varadaraj. Sometimes Kanchipurna would tell him about his health. Varadaraj would say, oh, you know, when I get sick as Jagannath, They give me this kadha, which is really good. Maybe you can try that. So like that, they are having really intimate. He's fanning Varadaraj. Varadaraj is giving him medical advice, personal advice, grastha life advice, all kinds of advice. He says, Lakshmi is also sometimes upset with me. But there is always a way of getting along with women. I will tell you. Like that, you know, he's all kinds of talks they are having. Soon, they found out that this Kanchipurna is such a great devotee. He is speaking to Varadaraj directly. So when people found out, they started telling Kanchipurna, please, you are such a great devotee. Please ask one question on our behalf to your Varadaraj. So Kanchipurna said, okay, I'll ask. So he would ask on behalf of devotees, he would ask the deities. And deities would answer and he would relay the answer. So one very simple Brahmana was there, Vaishnava Brahmana. He asked Kanchipurna, Kanchipurna, please ask Varadaraj, will I go to Vaikuntha in this life? So Kanchipurna said, sure, I will ask him. So while fanning, he said, Varadaraj, today this Brahmana was asking me to ask you, will he go to Vaikuntha in this life? Varadaraj said, yes, of course. He's coming. His ticket's already there, his visa and passport, everything is ready. He's coming. So Kanchipurna thought, well, I should also ask about myself, you know, why I never asked. It's a good question to ask. So he said, Varadaraj, will I go to Vaikuntha? The end of this life? And Varadaraj said, certainly not. He said, what? Certainly not. Why? So Varadaraj said, you want to really know why? He said, yes. He said, because you are always serving me. But you have never served my devotee. So you will not come. So Kanchipurna said, oh, today you have given me something that I didn't know. Here, this is the fan. Please hold in your hand. Fan yourself. You can fan yourself. I am going to find a devotee of yours, after serving whom I can go to Vaikuntha. Otherwise, I will be here fanning you. Another life I am born again fanning you, but I am not going anywhere. I am coming, doing the same thing. So he gave the fan to Varadaraj. You hold in your hand. You fan yourself. I am going. He went to look for some devotee who can allow him to serve. Everyone was saying, oh, Kanchipurna, we cannot allow you to serve us. You are a great devotee. You, Varadaraj speaks to you. How can we allow you to serve us? So he was a yati, he was a sannyasi. He gave up his sannyas cloth. He wore white clothes. He put on a beard. And he became like unknown. You could not recognize him. And he went to one of his godbrother's house. And he became the cowherd boy who was looking at the cows, taking care of the cows and gobar and all that. And he served his godbrother. But one day, while doing morning sandhya, his godbrother realized, this cowherd man, he cannot do such perfect sandhya vandana. And he realized, oh, this is my godbrother Kanchipurna. So he paid obeisances and it told him, please, I'm so sorry, I took service from you for 6 months. Please go. Kanchipurna left and he again came to Varadaraj. And Varadaraj, when he received Kanchipurna, he smiled. You are back to fan me? So Kanchipurna said, yes, I am back. Because ultimately, by leaving you, I only wanted to achieve you in Vaikuntha, not just here. So now you tell me, my lord, having served your devotee with wholeheartedly, what do you think? Will I be able to come to Vaikuntha or not? By the way, I do know the answer, but I want to hear from you. Kanchipurna has this relationship. He's telling Varadaraj, I do know the answer. Varadaraj said, the answer you have is correct. Yes, in this very life, you will come back to Vaikuntha. So such is the greatness of serving the Lord's devotees. So Mahaprabhu gave Krishna, Panchatattva gave Krishna even more freely as Panchatattva, as all of them combined. Nityananda Prabhu giving to Jagaina Madai. Srila Prabhupada gave it even more freely to the entire world. And here is our great fortune. that we should relish on. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai. Samaveda Bhaktavrinda ki jai.